Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's Feature Chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the Marketing and Communication Specialist for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. I have Kate Rodriguez on the phone. Kate, are you there?
Hi, yes. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Kate, good morning. How are things going today so far?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Can people sign up for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce like today if they wanted?
Yes. So any business or organization that does business in Harford County can become a member at any time. You're just going to want to head over to harfordchamber.org. And there's a green button at the top that says join us. And they can fill out the member application there. And they can also contact us if they have any questions before filling out that application.
And that website's harfordchamber.org?
Harfordchamber.org. You got it.
Great. And to make it simple, we posted a link to get you access to that website and your actual Facebook page. On our Facebook page a little bit ago, just go to facebook.com/WHM goals. They can sign up if they're not a member. But for those who are signed up, you guys are never bored over there. Do you have stuff coming up, Kate?
There is always something on the calendar, something for everyone. So every third Wednesday of the month, we have our Coffee and Connections networking, and that's back in person. So that's exciting. We're meeting in person outdoors while weather will allow us. So that's just a casual networking. Anyone is welcome to come. That's a free event. And then we also are very excited to have a larger in-person event coming up, our anniversary mixer, coming up on June 17th. That's going to be at Maryland Golf and Country Club. A nice cocktail hour. There will be drinks and networking, and some special guests will be speaking there. So you're invited to join us there on June 17th from 5:30 to 8 p.m.
So are there tickets for that event?
Yes. So those tickets are $76, include alcohol, happy hors d'oeuvres, and you can also purchase those tickets at harfordchamber.org.
Great. And then the money goes to the chamber, right?
Yes. Yep.
So they can sign up on the website, and that's happening when, the big anniversary?
So the event will be June 17th.
All right. And they can sign up for right now. Is there a cutoff date for that, Kate?
We are taking registration up until that week.
Okay.
So you're going to want to make sure you're registered by that Monday, I would say.
Okay. So you still have a little bit of time. So the annual meeting and anniversary mixer coming up on June 17th. That's a Thursday, right?
Yes.
All right. And they can sign up for it now. Just go to harfordchamber.org. So the marketing and communication specialist for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Kate Rodriguez, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give some information about what you guys have coming up. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you. And thank you to WHGM for always shining a spotlight on our member businesses here in Harford County.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad we can help, Kate. Thanks again. You take care.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And my actual first guest this morning, I have Dana Hinton, the family home developer, on the phone. Dana, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here. How are you?
Dana, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm pretty well. How's everything going for you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. And also, Debbie Tengler is the chief relations officer. Debbie, you there?
I am here. Thank you.
All right. And you both are with Arrow Child and Family Ministries. So good morning, and thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it, ladies.
Absolutely.
So, Debbie, how about how long have you guys been with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
We have been with the Chamber for multiple years now, and as our presence in the Harford County area has grown, we've felt that it was absolutely essential to work with others in the community, and not only to benefit the community, but to partner together, share resources, share information, and get to know everyone throughout Harford County.
Especially when you're starting up, it's a good way to network with people you might not normally meet with, right?
Exactly. It's not only a good way to network, but we have a hashtag here at Arrow that says, Together Kids Win. And while we're an organization that works to help children who are overcoming challenges, whether it's in residential services to girls, or whether it's in foster care, or whether it's into educational services for behaviorally complex children, we believe that when the community comes together, kids can win, and therefore we can all win together. While we were established for many years there in the Harford County area, we realized that it was essential for us to lock arms with the county, and the chamber is a great and fantastic way for us to do that.
So, Debbie, if a new business is listening or a business has been around for a while, would you recommend to them to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
I would absolutely recommend that. And Justin, you're one of the reasons why. We're using technology today to share not only what we're doing individually as an organization, but also ways to help the community come together and to get to know one another and to develop all the services to make Harford County even better than it was before. So yes, absolutely. We highly encourage everyone to consider becoming a member of the Chamber.
Great. Yeah, and it's my pleasure. We're happy to help here. And of course, if you want more information about them, like I mentioned earlier, just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We have a direct link to get to their actual Facebook page and their website, HartfordChamber.org. And when you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is arrow.org. And so, Dana, for those who might not have heard of Arrow Child and Family Ministries, can you guys explain what that is and what you guys offer?
Sure. Well, I have the pleasure of working in our treatment foster care department, where we spend time putting youth in homes that are loving environments that desire to help them grow and heal from their past trauma and current situations. So I've been actually working there for 5 years in different capacities, and now have the pleasure of working as a family home developer, which is focusing more on building families, finding the right homes, quality homes, individuals who have a heart and passion to want to help put youth in a better environment. So that's what I currently do now. And it's been an absolute amazing journey to see youth be in situations where they can thrive. And that's what Arrow provides.
And what area do you guys help out or service?
So specifically, I would like to speak about our foster care department and our desire to have more parents in the Harford County area. Currently, we service about 37 kids in our program, and we have about 78 beds in total affiliated with our Maryland office, excluding from that Salisbury, or rather our Eastern Shore location. But out of those 78 beds that we have, only 6 are in Harford County. And currently, even recently, within the past, I want to say about 6 months or so, we've received maybe about 7 referrals for youth in Harford County, but only have one of them placed within that area. And so just finding out, seeing that the desire and the need to really have homes to be able to help our youth stay in the area of their choice, stay in places that's more familiar to them, that's really the focus right now, which is why we're blessed to be connected with the Chamber of Commerce, to be able to reach out and say, hey, if you are interested in helping the youth, providing a safe, loving home to children who have come from hard places, we would absolutely love to have you, you know, to go through our process to see if we're a good fit for you and you're a good fit for us.
What's the best way to get started with that?
You can actually check our website, arrow.org, and you can click on our Baltimore locations. And I believe there are meeting dates and times listed available to find out when our upcoming informational session will be. I'm also one, Dana Hinton, again, that can be reached. And I don't mind providing my work number as well, because I would love to be able to connect with those who have a desire to possibly foster or to find out, is it a good fit for them?
What is your phone number?
All right. It's 410-882-9133. And they can ask for our treatment foster care department, or they can ask for Dana Hinton. I mean, we have a team, a wonderful team. I'm just speaking right now, so I don't want to give all the names, but there are individuals available that can help further assist to find out. If I may just share, because I know we have those who are listening who may have a heart's desire to see if this is for them. Currently, we are desiring and focusing on parents who are interested in fostering youth at least 12 and up. That has been the base, the gist of most of the youth that's coming to care through our agency at this time. And so we're really trying to target homes that desire to foster youth within that age range.
So if they're interested, what was that number again they call?
Sure. 410-882-9133.
And they can find that directly on the website, like you said, arrow.org. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So with today being Saturday, Dana, if someone calls that number today, would they leave a voicemail and hear back from someone like coming up on Monday, or is there someone around today?
They can leave a voicemail message, and someone will get back to them within 24 hours. Well, Monday through Friday, someone is there.
Okay.
But we also, because we're in the age of technology, we get messages sent to our phones and stuff. So I'm pretty sure when it comes Monday morning, someone will be reaching out.
So then if they reach out today, they can leave a voicemail, and then they can look forward to Monday hearing back from you guys.
Correct.
Do you guys have a centralized location, Dana?
So our main office, our hub, for lack of a better word, is in Cromwell Bridge. It's in Baltimore County. We're in neighboring Parkville. It's 695. You're on that. We're exit 29. So that's where we are for our hub, for lack of a better word. But we do service all of Maryland.
But of course, they can find it directly on the website. And also on the website, people can help out that way by making donations, right?
Absolutely.
We are very grateful for that. And they can go to that website as well, too, at arrow.org/give. And they can find ways to make that available. Or one of the things that can be utilized for both foster care inquiries as well as donations is info@arrow.org. Shoot us an email and we'll be happy to direct your questions and answer any that you might have.
And then are you guys looking for any volunteers or anything like that?
Absolutely. We work with people to be able to find their gifts and talents. And sometimes it's just a matter of even someone being able to open a door and allow us to speak, as you're doing here, Justin, and the Chamber is doing, to connect us, to be able to share the good work that Arrow is doing to benefit kids. Or it may be that we have some programs. We have one volunteer right there in Harford County and some developmental resources for some of the children that we serve.
All right. So you guys do a lot of good work. And of course, you guys are a nonprofit, so you rely on these donations from others. So they can go directly to the website, arrow.org. But what was that phone number to call again?
It is 410-882-9133.
And again, that's on your website, arrow.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there, and they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. So that's why I have the Chief Relations Officer, Debbie Tengler, on the phone. Debbie, thank you so much for calling in today. I want to thank you very much.
We're so grateful, and we're so honored to be part of the Chamber and a part of Harford County.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, I appreciate your time, and also the family home developer, Dana Hinton. Thank you so much for calling in as well.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. I'm glad I could help. Thanks so much for calling in, and you guys take care. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the Director of Operations for Heated for You, Jen Ambrose, is next on WHGM Gold. Welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, and my second and final guest is the Director of Operations for Heated for You. I have Jen Ambrose on the phone. Jen, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Jen, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Oh, hey, not too bad. Feet on the right side of the ground, so we're all good over here.
Good. Well, so far, so good this morning. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right, Jen?
Correct.
And about how long have you guys been with them?
So I think we're going on about 3 years now with the Harford County Chamber, so it's been pretty awesome. They've helped us grow a lot.
And how long has your business been around for?
So our Heated for You business has been around since 2012. Started as a fun thing to do. Dad was retiring from the police department, and then somehow just grew into this giant family business, started making our own brand in 2017 even. And the Chamber actually helped us a lot with opening our first physical retail store about 2-3 years ago.
So if someone's getting ready to open a business or been in business for a while, would you recommend to them to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce from what you've seen, Jen?
Oh my God, yes. They've helped us with everything from, God, the pandemic, the only way to reach people was social or online.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that alone was just amazing how they helped foster our growth and continue through such a hard time. But right from the beginning, they were there giving us ideas for marketing, putting us in the directory, doing shout outs. We ended up sponsoring our first event, which was the Bow Wow Boogie. We are dog lovers.
Mm.
So, it was great. And when we were opening our first store, they gave us ideas for marketing that. They helped get people in there to help us with a giant ribbon cutting.
Wow.
We felt famous today. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because you meet these people you might not normally meet with. And so if you do want more information about what the Harford County Chamber of Commerce has to offer, you can go directly to the website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, we posted a link to get access to that on our Facebook page earlier with a link to get access to their actual Facebook page on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is heatedclothingforyou.com, right?
Correct. Number 4, the letter U.
And then for those who might not have heard of that, can you kind of explain what that is, Jen, and what you guys are offering?
Yes, we have heated clothing. And people always say, heated clothing? And we dress you in all black and we sit you in the sun and you get warm. I'm just kidding. So we have heated clothing. It's either small rechargeable battery. So if you're outside or even inside, someone's giving you the cold shoulder, we say give them a heated vest.
Ah.
So a little battery powered, portable for you. And then we also have a heated clothing line that is powered by motorcycle or a power sports vehicle. So as long as the vehicle is on, you're feeling the heat.
What do you mean? So there's clothes that people can put on, and when you're in the car, as long as the car is on, you'll be warm?
Yeah, we actually have. So on that power sport and vehicle powered side, you can either attach it directly to a power sport or motorcycle vehicle to the battery. And then there's also an accessory that you could plug that into the car adapter port. It'll plug right in there. So yeah, which is great for like your bus drivers and stuff. They love that. And then the battery power, the portable battery, is great for just literally anyone who gets cold anywhere. Whether it's, we have horseback riders, hunters, we play softball. It gets cold during softball. We use it. So it's really great. It's fun.
So it's not just like Under Armour to keep you warm. It's actually something that's going to turn on and warm you up, right?
Correct. Temperature maxes out at about 135 degrees.
Wow.
So yes, we are not Under Armour. We are Under Armour, Mid Armour, Over Armour. I mean, you name it. We'll keep you warm head to toe.
What articles of clothing? Like, is there battery operated socks?
Yep. Battery socks. We have motorcycle pants. We even have like the outer rain gear if you want to look like real macho on a motorcycle. And we've got you covered with outer gear. Battery powered, we have vests. We have the balaclava face mask. We have gloves. Our gloves, actually, we started making our own brand in 2017. Mm. And our brand new battery powered gloves won an award. We're recognized as one of the Nifty 50 for Power Sports Business in January.
Wow.
It just came out in December.
Because everyone knows someone that's always cold. So this sounds like it's a perfect present or a perfect purchase for someone like that. Do you have a centralized location, Jen?
Yes, so we sell online and everything else, but we actually have a retail store in Street right by the intersection of 136 and Route 1. We're right there. Stop by. It's a giant heated for you sign.
And when do you normally open?
So phone, email, reachable every single day, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then our retail store hours rotate. So it depends on if it's like right now it's off season. We're doing a lot of shows. During cold season, we're open 7 days a week. So we tell people always just check the website or give us a call just to make sure. And if we're not there, give us a call. We'll probably head over anyway and see you.
Okay. So what's the number to call?
So that number is 443-608-7642.
You want to say that one more time?
443-608-7642.
Great. And they can find it directly on your website, Heated Clothing For You, the number four, the letter U.com. And to make it simple, if you just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we'll have a direct link to get to the actual website for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce and their actual Facebook page. Click on there and they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So with today being Saturday, if someone calls that number, they can expect a call later on today, possibly?
We'll probably answer the phone right away. Yep. And if you call, it'll probably be Dad. Dad will answer because I am the pain in the butt daughter. So if Dad answers, just give him a hard time for me.
Because it's a family owned and operated business, right?
Correct.
People can actually buy gift cards for others, right?
Yes. And you can buy them online. It's so easy. You can buy them online. You can print them, send them however you want. So if you don't know or you're afraid to get the wrong size, then you just buy a gift card for the item.
And what's nice is that you offer a discount for first responders, right, Jen?
Always. So especially, you know, my dad was retired Baltimore City Police. Mm. Not to mention, we have so many friends and family who have been through so much, whether military, first responders, EMT. So that's a way of us saying thank you. They always get 15% off. Just give us a call or stop by and we'll take care of you.
All right. So then they can stop by. So again, where are you located?
So Wrighton Street, Maryland, 1169 Priestford Road, and that's by the intersection of 136 and Route 1.
And then when people's batteries stop working, they can just get a new one. But if it stops altogether, they can bring it back to you guys. You guys have a repair shop, right?
Yes, actually. Dad started a repair shop. Everything gets repaired on site, whether it's our brand or a different brand. Dad'll take a look at it, repair it for you. And our brand, we actually have a lifetime warranty on the heating elements and plugs. So if you ever have an issue, you just stop on by.
And the batteries you guys use, are they special batteries you can buy anywhere? Are they special batteries you have to go to you guys to get them?
So you would come to us to get them because they are high quality. They're not like your typical double or triple A battery. Mm. They are a rechargeable battery that can hold and make sure you get that heat, that temperature.
Okay.
So you would just come see us to get the batteries.
So then, you know, I mean, with summer being here, people aren't thinking about the cold. But before you know it, it's going to be cold outside. And if you get up early in the morning and go outside and go hunting or jogging or something like that, it could be chilly then. So that's why people can reach out to you today if they want, right?
Correct. And, you know, Father's Day is coming. You have new graduates. And I mean, even in the heat, we have people who get it for they have Raynaud's disease or our heated back wrap. I'm actually a huge fan of that. The heated back wrap, leg wrap, shoulder wrap, however you want to use it. It's also great for the ladies for that specific time. You become a front rat. So you'd be surprised, like not only for winter and upcoming gifts, but there are some things that help people right now.
So they can go directly to the website and see all the different things that you offer at Heated Clothing for You, the number four, the letter U.com. And like I said, if you just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we're going to have a direct link to get the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to your stuff for more information. All right. Well, that's why the Director of Operations for Heated for You, Jen Ambrose, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to give us more information about what you guys offer. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you guys so much. And we want to thank the Chamber as well for all of their help and keeping us going through all the pandemic. We're looking forward to another successful year.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed. Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you again for calling in. And that's going to do it for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. And until next time, have a great day.